Blackstone Audio presents A Beam of Light by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1. Since the first light of dawn, the morning had shown itself to be erratic and whimsical, and so, by contagion, Montalbano's behavior would also prove, at the very least, unstable that morning. When this happened, it was best to see as few people as possible. The more the years passed, the more sensitive he became to variations in the weather, just as greater or lesser humidity will affect the pain in an old man's bones. And he was less and less able to control himself, to hide his excesses of cheer and gloom. In the time he'd taken to go from his house in Marinella to the Casuzza district, about 10 miles consisting of dirt paths only good for tanks and of little country roads slightly less wide than a car, the sky had turned from light pink to gray, and then from gray to a faded blue before stopping momentarily at a hazy off-white that blurred the outlines of things and muddled one's vision. He'd received a phone call at 8 o'clock that morning, just as he was finishing his shower. He'd slept late because he knew he didn't have to go to the office that day. His mood darkened. He hadn't been expecting any phone calls. Who could it be busting his chops first thing in the morning? Theoretically, there shouldn't have been anyone at the station other than the telephone operator, since it was supposed to be a special day in Vigata. Special in the sense that the illustrious Minister of the Interior...